Thank you, Mr. President. As this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor under your presidency, allow me to congratulate you on your assumption as president of the conference. I assure you of Malaysia's full cooperation and support in your endeavour to move the works of the conference forward. Malaysia aligns itself with the statement to be delivered by Algeria on behalf of the Group of 21 and would like to emphasise the following elements in our national capacity. Malaysia reiterates that outer space and other celestial bodies are the common heritage of humankind. Outer space must be used, explored and utilised for peaceful purposes only and shall be carried out for the benefit and in the interest of all countries irrespective of their degree of economic or scientific development. Mr. President, Malaysia believes that there is an urgent need to address the possible militarization of outer space as it may lead to miscalculations and the escalation of tensions and arms race. Malaysia therefore echoes the legitimate concerns that existing legal instruments are inadequate to meet the needs of today's spacefaring and space reliance communities. Given the above, Malaysia is of the view that there is a need to consolidate, reinforce and enhance the existing legislations by immediately commencing negotiations of a legally binding instrument for the prevention of an arms race in outer space. Malaysia recognises that there have been efforts in the past in this regard. However, due to diplomatic hurdles, such efforts have not been able to reach consensus amongst the international community. Mr. President, as a responsible space actor, Malaysia remains committed to ratifying and acceding to international treaties governing the use of outer space that uphold the legal principles adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in its Resolution 196218 of 1963. To realise the aspirations of its 2030 National Space Policy, Malaysia has launched an action plan known as the Malaysia Space Exploration 2030 in May 2023 to drive the growth of the national space sector and create a sustainable and comprehensive national space ecosystem. Since the gazettement of the Malaysian Space Board Act in 2022, Malaysia has continued its efforts to enforce and regulate the country's space sector activities in accordance with relevant international rules and guidelines through the Malaysian Space Board and the Space Regulatory Division under its Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation. At the regional level, the ASEAN Subcommittee on Space Technology and Applications serves as a platform to formulate and coordinate collaborative and cooperative programs and projects on space science and technology. Initiatives that help deepen understanding of issues pertaining to space security have also been undertaken, including through the organization of space security workshops under the ambit of the ASEAN Regional Forum. On 25 and 26 October 2023, Malaysia successfully hosted the first expert exchange seminar on space policy with a focus on empowering ASEAN space capacity towards a new space economy. Mr. President, to conclude, allow me to reaffirm that the prevention of an arms race in outer space is paramount to maintaining a conducive climate of international peace and security. Consequently, Malaysia stresses the need for greater transparency, confidence-building measures, and better exchange of information among all states in order to find a common ground to address issues and challenges related to PAROS. I thank you, Mr. President.